Welcome to B Podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. Hello, and welcome to Me Podcast. I'm yet again, mind my own business in my room. By the time I'm recording this, you don't need to know by the time I'm recording this. So don't just be jealous of me. But yeah, welcome to Me Podcast. I would like to just introduce myself. I'm your host, the guy no one cares about. Thomas, that's my name. And currently I have one listener and my podcast is growing. Yay! Good news. But yeah, welcome to the second episode. Actually, this is going to be the third episode, but I'll just ignore it. Okay? But yeah, welcome to Me Podcast. So today I thought I'd talk about something that's going on over in Denmark. Yeah, our government kind of sucks. They gave out an illegal order to slaughter millions of an animal. Yeah, and what the flip is that? Or something. I mean, I'm just saying, what do I know? But that was illegal. I mean, they haven't accused that. Oh, if you didn't know it. Prove it. That's all I'm saying. But hey, that's my personal opinion. Man, people who actually appreciate the Danish government, this one actually, is gonna be pissed at me. Sorry if I sometimes suffer, but I regret to say something else. I don't have a script yet. But yeah, so just, yeah. So here's my personal opinion. So I didn't actually really care if they just got millions of animals slaughtered. I mean, those poor farmers had to rely on the government to give them money. Because they turned down and slaughtered millions of a single animal, completely erasing it from the face of Denmark. Will it return? I really think so. It's gonna return. The same happened to many other animals, but yeah. So it was illegal, and the guy who said that, he's no longer in charge of that. So yeah, that's the good news. So we probably won't have another order like that in a couple of years. I really hope that is. Yeah, so currently that monkey's going through a lot of shit. And it's really hard. That's murder, actually, hold on. I really mispronounced that. Most notably is the rest of the world, actually. The rest of the world is living in a nightmare, and Denmark is more tame. We're just never minding our own business. Whenever the virus does strike, but whenever it does that, we just get over it at some point. There it is, we're used to it. So when we were allowed to go down to 1 meter, there was a meme that went around. We scanned the names of how we did this 2 meter shenanigans is over, because now we can return to the 5 meter shenanigans at the bus stop. What the hell is that of a meme and joke? It's awesome, that is. But yeah, so I'm just here minding my business again. Really hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Me Podcast. I've been your host, Thomas. See you later, my dudes and my dudes and girls. Segment number two, the gaming segment. The segment where I just talk about gaming. Welcome to the gaming segment. Yes, I'm introducing it twice. I told you I was the weird one. Yeah, welcome to the gaming segment. Where all I do is talk about gaming. Right now I'm going to talk about a game that's big at this point. What else but Among Us. Among Us is a really big game. And I myself play it personally. I don't think I'm that good at it, but I'm decent. I mean, I've been watching a lot of Jacksepticeye to play it. Does that count? I watched game for his 3 videos on how to become the best player in the world. Does that help? Okay. But yeah, so Among Us is big. There are those of you who've been living under a rock for literally all your life. Let me just tell you what it is about. Among Us is a game about imposters and crewmates. You become a crewmate or imposter. There's a total of 4 to 10 crewmates, and there's a total of 1 to 3 imposters. The imposter's job is to sabotage and kill everyone on board the ship. Somewhere, they have to kill so many, in fact, that they go ahead and get to be the biggest part of it. So here's a little bit lore behind the imposters. The imposters are not psychopaths. They're actually not even human. The imposters are alien shape-shifting parasites. Yeah, bet you guys didn't think of that. But yeah, so it is really that simple. But then we have to keep in mind, the crewmates are actually really, really, really short human. Humans, sorry. I forgot to pronounce it right. And their job is to make sure the ship is in perfect state. Otherwise, the imposters might win. The imposters have the ability to kill crewmates. Then the crewmates report the body and they discuss and vote out who they think are sus. How many times have you heard the word sus in an Among Us gameplay video? I bet a lot. But here's another factor, and that is the sabotage button. Sabotaging is incredibly important, because you can use it to distract people. You can sabotage communications, allowing them to not know what task they have or where. If they've already done a part of a task, they don't know where to go. When there's O2, some of them, I think. Wait, yeah, exactly all of them. O2 is the most symbol of the bunch. You just have the oxygen supply is about to fall. They have to fix it. Reactor. The most infamous one of them all. You want to cause nuclear Chernobyl in space? Just sabotage the reactor and hope they don't fix it. And it goes bang and everyone dies basically. And there's lights. Probably the greatest of the bunch. Let's make sure they can't see, shoot. And that's important, because if they can't see who killed it, they can't be sus of you. Sabotaging lights is probably one of the smartest moves. But if you're really desperate to win and they're really sus of you, sabotage the reactor, or O2. They are like last minute doors. You can also close doors on some maps. On the maps. The scaled and polished. If you will be able to close doors on the airship map that's probably coming at some point. I don't know. By the time this is out on something, it will not be. By the time this is being recorded, yes. But yeah. So the game is really fun and you have to get discussed. But here's a factor. Science says that video games are healthy for you if they train you or something. If you become imposter, you train your ability to lie and cheat. But if you become crewmate, you train your ability to sniff out clues and find out who's lying or not. Man, imagine the lawyer playing this game. They are experienced with just finding clues and everything. They would decimate Among Us. Just take a whole bunch of lawyers, put them against each other and see who wins. Yeah, this has been the gaming segment. Hope you liked it. Attention, you have reached the end of Me Podcast episode. I forgot. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you feel like following me, feel free to do it. If you don't, feel free to also do that. This has been Me Podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode.